Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey everyone, welcome to D-Time. Today's episode is all about overcoming your past. And, you know, this is an area where I was really excited to kind of dive into. One, because it's something that I'm just really now getting a grasp of how important it is this year. You know, I think in talking with a lot of people, overcoming your past and overcoming challenges or just trying to reconcile things that have happened to you in the past is real difficult for people. And so I thought it'd be great to sit down and talk to my dad about it. My dad has written a book about his life up until this point. It's called The Man Behind the Music, The Life and Times of David Jackson. And, you know, when I read it, you know, my dad and I had conversations about his life, but it really just opened the door for just a lot of conversation. And again, you know, for me, you know, reconciling my past or just understanding your past can be a hard thing. And I think for anyone out there who's maybe struggling with this concept or this idea, to really not only take a listen to my chat with him, but really to also just start talking about it. I know for me, a thing that helped me a lot is just simply talking about it with someone, you know, someone you trust, more importantly. You know, there's therapists, there's psychologists for those out there, and they're very helpful, but I know that's not always an option for people. And so again, you know, what I started doing is just simply talking and sitting down with people that I trust, friends of mine, and just sharing about my life, sharing about things that have happened in the past, from early on in childhood, just up until, you know, recently, you know, last couple years. And it's very helpful. And I think society tells us that, you know, we're not supposed to talk about the past. You know, we're not supposed to talk about things that are challenging to talk about. And yet those very same things that we're told by society to not talk about are the very things that are holding us back. And so, again, I'm excited for you guys to listen to my chat with my dad. And if you have any questions or concerns about, you know, overcoming your past or just dealing with it, get a hold of us at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. Leave a message in the comment section and let's talk about it. But before that, get with people that you trust and that you care about and just start talking through your past, talking about the things that maybe are hard to talk about. And that's the first step, just talking about it. So hope you guys enjoy this episode. Please stick around for part two where I sit down with my dad, where we talk about overcoming your past. Peace. All right, welcome to D-Time. I have a very, very, very special guest today. My dad, namesake, David Jackson, here to sit down and chat about overcoming your past. So before we jump into that topic, Pops, I was wondering if you'd take a couple minutes just to talk about yourself, share about yourself.
Well, first of all, son, thank you for having me as a part of this this podcast project. I feel honored. And for those that don't know me, David Jackson. I'm actually a junior. My dad was David William Jackson Sr., born in Falls Church, Virginia. But at the age of five, my mom vacated from Virginia to East Coast and moved to the West Coast, where I was primarily raised in South Central Los Angeles in Watts. And the short version of it, you know, I'm a father of six, four amazing gentlemen and two wonderful and amazing young ladies, and married for going on 29 years, and business entrepreneur. Most people in the Pacific Northwest know me as OG1, producer, DJ official DJ for the Portland Trailblazers, and have been this is my 12th season as that, and but I've been a DJ for, 30 plus years, and doing pretty well at it. Very active in the community, been a community activist and or advocate for over 30 years in the Portland area, and I guess that's the short version of it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, we need a couple episodes, a couple blocks of time to truly dive into your past and things like that. And I'll definitely put a link up for the book that you had about your past. But the topic of the episode is overcoming your past. And I know this is a big topic for a lot of people, at least definitely in my circles, and just overcoming the difficult past, to be specific. And so, from your point of view, your perspective, what do you think is the hardest part of overcoming a challenging past?
Well, I think the biggest thing, and I think this is one of the things I came to understand, is placing value on your past, placing your value as well as opposed to what you want to become. And if I could explain it a little bit more, most of us, for the most part, and people that I've talked to and I've run into, most of our past, in terms of a lot of the hurt or struggles that we've gone through, most of it, I would go so far as to say probably a good 85% of it is from situations that had nothing to do with us, but it was imposed upon us. If I take my situation for example, as a child, there were things that I went through with my mom when I was younger, that I felt like I was the recipient of, be it, stuff she was going through. I was the easy target in terms of some of her frustrations, but what she was going through had nothing to do with me. But yet I was carrying some of the physical consequences of it. I was carrying some of the emotional consequences of it. And then I carry that from childhood into adulthood, some of the living situations financially, and some of those things I wasn't responsible for. I was a product of that. But yet, again, those things I carried emotionally. Being a black man in America, I didn't come into the world filling out an application and saying, oh, being a black man is what I want to be. I was a boy. I had no choice but to be a black man. And I deal with the consequences of what that means in America. Now, at some point in my life, I had to come to understand what I could own in terms of what I could be held accountable to, or the things that I chose that I suffered the consequences for, versus those things I had no control over, but yet I was carrying the emotional baggage from it. I look, just as even more detail, like I remember an experience when I was in, I think, the fourth grade. And I asked this girl, I wrote her a little note in elementary school, asked her would she be my girlfriend. Her name was Rhonda, and she was cute, but I was a shy little dude. I gave her a note. Next thing I know, I go out on the playground. I got a whole mob of kids coming over to me, laughing and joking. Who do you think? Oh, he asked her to be his girlfriend. And I was so embarrassed that at that moment, I made a decision. I'll never ask a girl to be my girlfriend ever again. And I carried that emotionally all the way up into adulthood, where I never asked a girl to be my girl. They had to ask me. They had to ask me. And I can't, until adulthood, was I responsible for her reaction and her going to gather that crowd and them laughing at me? No. That wasn't something I asked for, but yet I carried that. for years into adulthood. So I had to get to the point where I had to make a decision. What should I own and what are the things that I shouldn't own? And was I willing to let it go? Because the other challenge is that we get so comfortable because we carried it for so long that it feels weird to let it go. So if I was angry at my father growing up because he wasn't around, and I carried that into my young adulthood, once I got more different information, I had to make a decision. Do I still want to carry anger or disappointment in me for something that I didn't cause? I didn't tell my dad not to be around. I had nothing to do with that.
Right.
But I carried it. So I remember I was mentoring some kids. And a woman, some people might know her because she has a popular TV series called Ayanla Fix My Life. And she visited, and I remember she made a statement about you can't, she used the example of a like a gallon jug, and she put water in. And she said the water represented your innocence. And then she took some oil and some mud and she poured it in the same water. And she said it floated and it floated to the top. It floated to the top. And she said, now there's still the goodness in there. There's still the innocence in there. But people are living life like that. You know, they're living life through those filters. You have filtered through the oil, the mud. You got to filter through the mud. And she said, you have to make a decision to clear that out and refill yourself with something that's more pure. You only can own what you can own. You got to let the rest of it to go. And I made a conscious decision that I was no longer going to carry the anger I had towards my mother or my father or what somebody did to me at a childhood, especially if I didn't own it, if it was something I wasn't the cause. And the moment I did that, and basically I had to forgive myself. I had to forgive myself for carrying something that didn't belong to me. And once I did that, there was a freedom that came with that. And what that did, what it also allowed me to also forgive other people, because then I had to start thinking, could they be carrying stuff that didn't belong to them either?
Wow. Yeah, so the funny thing is you hit on every all the other, not all the a lot of the other questions I was going to ask you. I think that you're absolutely right. I think, there's a lot of things that we carry with us from our past and things that we don't even realize. And I think looking at it at that level is very, very helpful. I think one of the things I want to add on to that is, what advice would you give to folks who are having a hard time overcoming the past? I know there's some things that you did, but if someone came to you, say, hey, I'm having a real time hard time getting through this, what would you say to them?
The first thing I would ask is what do they want? What is it they want? And for the when I ask that to a lot of people, most of them don't really know how to answer that because they've never been asked. They just have been stuck with the emotion, the anger, the disappointment that no one has really asked them, okay, so what do you want? Like in a perfect situation, what do you want? And so I tell people to first examine that. You know, out of all the situation, no matter what the circumstance is, what is it that you want? And whatever it is that you want, is it something that you have the power to change? And if it's not, then again, what is it that you want? If you know you can't change it, then what are you holding on to that doesn't allow it to change?
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's great. I always like to ask everyone that, you know, I talk to, you know, because, you know, the not the point, but one of the aspects of the podcast is to learn from, you know, what we're listening to, learn from each other. And I know that for you, there's a lot of folks that you've learned from. But what would you say is the best piece of advice that someone has given you? And it doesn't have to do necessarily with the topic, but just maybe in general, or if it pertains to this topic, that's cool too.
I think it was kind of just what I just mentioned. When I asked other people, I had to get to the point where even stuff in my life or whatever struggles or difficulties or things that I would want to change, I had to ask myself the same question. What is it that I want? And, you know, I have things that I want practically. I have things that I want relationship-wise and things that I want spiritually. Mm-hmm. And I had to think, what control do I have in each one of those situations? What things don't I have control of? And do I spend most time focusing on the things that I can control, that I can't control, or the things that I know have been given to me that I can control? And so I had to make an intentional decision. Well, I'm going to focus on that, because again, sometimes anger feels good. Mm-hmm. Despite being in certain emotional feelings, have you ever been in a situation where if you're angry about something, somebody come and tell you, oh, just relax or you know, get over it, and you get more angry? You say, or you go to, you, who wants to be in a, if you're angry, who wants to go in a room with a full of happy people?
Right.
See what I mean? A lot of times we want to feel what we want to feel. We want to react to it. You know, very rare do we, you know, you run into people that, you, when they have those things, they have the maturity within themselves just to, like, you know what? Yeah, usually you have to get reminded, you know, somehow of, you know, something that's more valuable than whatever emotion we're dealing with at the moment. Mine's just happened to be, you know, a core of mine is just my relationship with the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, keeps me grounded in times that I've ever veered from that and, you know, just got caught up in, you know, going down that rabbit hole of thinking about past stuff I've gone through. You know, he strategically always had that call or that sign I drove by or a song that came on, or a person that just walked by and said something that had no idea what I was dealing with, that just sent that reminder, like, hey, you know what your mind is supposed to be on. Yeah. Yep. So yeah, that's been at the core of my situation, man. I mean, I look at even, you know, our relationship, you know, as a parent, and I think parents deal with this a lot. You know, just the pressure of, you know, trying to do the right things. You know, you want to raise your kids right. And sometimes, you know, it's looking great. And sometimes you fall short, you know, in some things, and you deal with the guilt of it, you know, like, man, you know, man, I'm trying, you know, I'm trying to do the right. I'm trying to be the good father, the good husband. And sometimes, again, we fall short, you know, and I've had to the point, you know, not only with myself, but even looking at my mom or my dad, and I had to think, man, am I doing the best I know I can do with the knowledge and information that I have? Mm-hmm. And my heart, I'm like, yeah, I did the best that I knew. And had I knew more that I know as an older person, yeah, I probably would have made some different decisions and pause a bit more, but I didn't. And so, you know, I can't walk around with the guilt of it. I can own it, you know, and as we've had conversations, you know, before, where I've had to apologize for, you know, things as a father Not that I, I hope I wasn't a terrible father, but it
Absolutely.
was that I wish I, if I would have known things that I know now that I knew when I was a younger dad, it would have, I would have made some different decisions. But understanding that, I only knew what I only did what I knew. And so, I'm constantly telling people, that get under those burdens. Did you do the best you could with the knowledge and information that you had? And most of the time is, yeah. So guess what? You forgive yourself for carrying that guilt. And now that you do know things, what are you doing now to, to change whatever narrative that you want to change?
Yeah. Awesome. Well, man, like I said, we can go on and on. And I appreciate you taking the time out, Pops. I'll be sure to put a link to in the episode description with a link to your book and how people can get a hold of you. And for those listening, if you have any questions, thoughts, comments on this subject, feel free to leave a message in the comments or email at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. Dad, thank you so much. I always learn a lot from you every time we chat, and I'm looking forward to more combos down the line.
Yeah, thank you for having me, man. I'm proud of you, man. Keep it going.
For sure.
Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram at D-Time Podcast. See you next time.